It's October 26, 2016. It's Wednesday, 8:26 a.m. I'm en route to work. I'm greeted by a sky full of artificial cloud cover. And I wanted to make this comment that yesterday when I was taking my walk in Joshua Tree National Park, up there along Pinkham Canyon Road, there had been a rain the day before, and I believe that between the rain and the next day, small amount of rain. I mean, there was, I don't know whether it was a quarter inch or something overall, maybe more, but not much. The sky, or the air column, was largely free of particulate matter. And what I mean by that one is that when you're walking with your headlamp on at night, you know, with the light projected out in front of you, you don't see any swirling or eddies or all this chaff and material in the air that you do after a day or successive days of spraying. When there's spraying, that stuff comes down and you inhale it. And the air felt very clean last night. Just to suck it in was a pleasure. And there was a dampness. Still, there were some puddles. Water does not percolate or seep through the ground readily in these, some of these clay, I don't know what you would call the soil of the Mojave Desert or whatever that desert area is up there. There's some sand, but it's not just sand. It's if it was only sand, maybe it would sink down pretty quickly. But there was still some mud to walk on and some puddles here and there. But again, just the air quality was awesome. And normally, I'd say the last couple of dozen times that I've been hiking up there, or at least the last dozen times, massive amounts of crap in the air that when I was lying down or hiking, whatever, with the light shining forward, I would see all this stuff, and I do not like to be inhaling foreign objects into my lungs, things that should not be there, things that you want to be imbibing oxygen. The ethers should not be obscured or obstructed. That is our link to the subtle world, is this vacuum, this space, air. It's something you can feel, but it's ethereal in many ways. It's approaching subtle, the subtle realm. Because it is, universal consciousness, energy, whatever it is, it jumps that gap. It fills that void. It is there. And in order to be more aware of it, to have a heightened consciousness of it, that void, that area, that space, that volume, should be as clear of and as free of obstruction as possible. And it was unusual to have such clean air last night. And I would recommend to you that if you want to see the difference, if you want to know with your own eyes the difference between air full of heavy metals and pollution and, yeah, stratospheric aerosol injection material, or just combustion, you know, whatever is being created by industrial production. You know, go outside at night and use a flashlight in a dark area and look at the air. And do it over a period of time in different locations. Go to pristine natural areas and see if there's a difference there. I guess there is pollen and other things that you'll see. But after rainfall, you'll start to see some differences and physically feel the differences. You know, after a rain that takes everything out of the air or a lot of it, and then that an area with spraying versus without spraying. You'll start to notice differences, and you know, obviously after some days of this, even if there's pollution on the ground from cars or you know, from the wind kicking up pollen or something, you know, whatever's from the plants, I think you will still notice the difference between days of spraying versus days of not spraying. I certainly have. And that's all I wanted to say. Just a great pleasure last night to be walking in clean air. You know, how rare is that around here? How amazing. That's it. Over and out.